Can you consider everything here as your garbage in approach? So like I was saying, in any mixing console, there are four stages of processing. So we have channel strip processing, controls, and management. And then there are some members of this channel strip that needed a group for taming, for alignment, and for dynamic control. So we can, let's just refer to this second stage of processing as subgroup. So in this regard, we have drums bus, we have BGV bus, then we have maybe keys, guitars, and everything. You tame them together and create additional bus. So after which everything here goes to left and right. And left and right by default is our master bus. Left and right is the final bus stop before it starts sending messages and signals to what? Live streaming. That is, if you're using one console for live streaming purpose. So your left and right signature, what goes into this guy, maybe with additional processing like mastering of live streaming. Then we have our FOH top. We have overflow PA system. We have front field PA system, outflow, and we have gallery. So you see, all of these ones depend on quality processing from what? Channel strips. So a lot of guys don't get it right on this first stage. There will be so much complicated that on group, they will now merge kick in, kick out, subgroup, and kick out and sub kick to create what? Kick group. And I'll tell you that this kick group is what? Parallel compression what? Group. This parallel compression is different from snare top, snare bottom, and maybe snare side group. Do not create additional groups and put the entire hi-hat that you have in this world, right? And they also tell you this is what? Drum room parallel compression. So at the end of the day, they'll now collate all these subgroups to another subgroup bus and now put drum bus. Now, in all of this journey, if you mute these groups, you are still hearing your sound, what? On your PA system. They'll say, no, let all the channel three from, for instance, drums be routed to left and right. And let's also have all the subgroups here routed to front of house. Now, you guys don't consider that when a signal travels from channel strip to left and right, it travels at a speed of light in an electron, right? Now, there's no processor, nothing here. Now, if you now send this signal to this drum bus, a mounted compressor, processor, EQ, everything, it deposits some delay on that. Maybe this delay now will not further add latency. Now, when this signal gets to your left and right, they are traveling at speed. So these two signals will introduce a flanging effect on what? Your drum.